Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is John Eisenberg. We're here to preview this week's matchup between Ravens-Steelers, round two of one of the best rivalries in all of sports. If the Ravens win this week, they're in the playoffs. They don't need any help. They've beaten the Steelers the last three times, four out of the last five times that these two teams have played. Some people are starting to say the Ravens are kind of getting an edge a little bit in the rivalry. Do you expect the same kind of Ravens-Steelers hard-nosed game this Sunday?
No question. I think these two teams just roll out of bed and hate each other. So, yes, in some respects, the situations don't matter. I mean, there's just too much bad blood between these teams or too much intensity. It is probably the best rivalry in the NFL. In some respects, I think this is one of those games where the cliche is true. I mean, unless one team's 11-0 and the other's 0-11, yeah. I think you're going to feel the same kind of intensity on Sunday that you feel every time they play.
No matter what you throw out the record books?
I think so. I mean, it certainly helped the Steelers. They're still in the running. I mean, anything can happen, and so there's plenty to play for. And as long as that's the case, both teams have something to play for. You're going to see hard-hitting, passionate football.
It's a little ironic this week. You know, it's just been 2 weeks since they saw each other last time. How do you think that will kind of maybe change things on Sunday?
Well, I think it's so fresh in your mind from the Ravens' perspective. They won the game. They won the game without an offensive touchdown. They're going to have a hard time doing that again. I think if anything changes for the Ravens, defense played well in that game. The offense was very shaky. The offense needs to run the ball better. I mean, that's the one game this year where the running game has just been stone cold stumped. I think 40 yards, Ray Rice, or 40 yards on 20 carries, something like that. That throws the Ravens offense off. The Ravens offense has been a lot better at home this year.
Right.
And you would think that maybe a little more of a normal routine at home, that's going to start with running the ball better.
At home, too, the Ravens have been able to pass the ball more, had more success through the air. You know, last time they played at home, it was a 55-point, outburst against the Oakland Raiders. You know, obviously much different when you're going against the Steelers, which have the best defense in the NFL. But do you expect maybe a little bit more of the passing attack, like we saw last time they were at home?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they're going to try to build on the momentum that you saw at the end of that San Diego game, which was, a lot of 12 to 15-yard passes, a couple of long strikes, and some running. The running game was okay against San Diego, so I think they try to both phases. That's really when they're at their best.
Now, the Steelers, their backs are against the wall. They could really be fighting for their playoff lives this week. If they lose, the chances of them winning the division are out the door. So is there something to be said for a team that kind of needs the win more, and will that be a factor at all?
Yes. I mean, there's an old adage, the team that needs the game more wins the game. Obviously not true. But there's no doubt the Ravens want the game. The Steelers need the game. They've lost two in a row. They're only one game over 500. They're barely in the playoff. They're in the bottom of the playoff picture at this point. That's going to be a desperate team. Mm-hmm. There's no question. The Ravens are going to play a desperate team on Sunday. But that, to me, is going to be interesting to see how that plays out. If Charlie Batch is quarterback or Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, regardless, they're going to come out. They have to find a way to win this game. So it's the Ravens. It's up to the Ravens to deny them. And, certainly for the Ravens, it would be really sweet.
So the Steelers are fighting for a chance to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Ravens are fighting for a chance to get into the playoffs for the fifth straight season, but the only team in the NFL to do that. A lot on the line at M&T Bank on Sunday. For all the coverage leading up to that game, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.